Suddenly, there was a terrible roar all around us, and the sky was full of what looked like huge bats, all swooping and screeching and diving around the car. And a voice was screaming, "Holy Jesus, where are these goddamn animals?"
Say something!
Never mind. It's your turn to drive. No point mentioning these bats, I thought. Poor bastard will see them soon enough. We were somewhere around Barstow, on the edge of the desert, when the drugs began to take hold.
I guess you're about ready then, aren't you?
We're your friends. You're not like the others, man. Really?
No more of that talk about what the fucking leeches are, you understand? Get in.
We'll be right back.
Sweat. My blood is too thick for Nevada. I've never been able to properly explain myself in this climate. Okay. Be quiet. Be calm. Name? Frank? And press affiliation. Nothing else. Ignore this terrible drug. Yeah. Pretend it's not happening.
Hi there! My name? Well, Duke. I'm on the list. Freelance. I'm on the list. The recoveries. Where am I from? Let me must have a sweet.
What's the score? What's next?
Your suite isn't ready yet, but someone was looking for you.
No, we haven't done anything yet. Move.
I can handle this. This man suffers from a bad heart. I have plenty of medicine. Many more things. Prepare a suite at once. We'll be in the bar.
Racers were ready at dawn. Very tense. In some circles, the Mint 400 is a far, far better thing than the Super Bowl, the Kentucky Derby, and the Lower Oakland Roller Derby Finals all rolled into one. This race attracts a very special breed. It was time to get grounded, to ponder this rotten assignment and figure out how to cope with it. It was time to do the job. Those of us who had been up all night were in no mood for coffee and donuts. We wanted strong drink. We were, after all, the absolute cream of the national sporting press. We were gathered here in Las Vegas for this very special moment in sport. When it comes to a thing like this, you don't fool around. One of the things you learn after years of dealing with drug people is that you can turn your back on a person, but never turn your back on a drug. Especially when it's waving a razor-sharp hunting knife in your eye.